Welcome to 21st Century Marketing with your hosts Drew Andrews and Gregory Smith, the podcast that teaches creative marketing techniques to both beginners and advanced marketers. Today's episode is brought to you by Extraordinary Men Collaborating and GJS Enterprises.
Today's topic on this mini podcast is where do you start? Now, Greg, I think that one of the hardest questions for people to answer, especially non-business people and non-sales or non-marketing, people that have no idea about those three things, they don't know where to start. Being in business sounds like a good idea, but the work involved behind the scenes, most people don't know what to do. And even those people who are eager to do it and they have the work ethic to do it, they don't know where to start. So Greg, I'm gonna let you start us off and you tell me, you know, what's one of the hardest things that people find when they first decide to start their own business?
Well, one of the biggest hardest thing is the cost involved.
Okay.
The investment. And it's a legitimate question, because they said that business advocacy, and you know, this statistic was about 2009, 2010, showed an average business starts out about $65,000.
Okay.
To start, okay?
Okay, average brick and mortar.
Okay. We're talking about brick and mortar business. Okay. Now, today, you can start a business real simple, real limited cost. I mean, it doesn't cost you because of the technologies we have.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, a recent statistic that I saw, it's still about $8,500 to start even a business that's a hybrid between a brick and mortar and a new age business, that I'll say for right now without going through the terms that we're going to cover in another podcast. So even $8,500, would you say a lot of people don't have $8,500 to spare?
And that's true. The one thing I don't think people realize is that if you have an internet connection in your home, you really can start a business, and it's cheap to start a business. An internet connection, where people pay maybe $40, $50 a month for an internet connection, you can start a business. I know you need a blueprint on how, where to start a business, and there's a lot of businesses where you can talk to, you know, when we say $85 or $85,000, we're talking about mostly brick and mortar. But with the internet, you can
start some type of business that you can start.
Basically, almost, I'm not going to say for nothing, there's going to be some investment, especially in education.
Gotcha.
Okay? You won't have to invest, you say investing in yourself to know what to do and how to do.
Well, before we go that way, I like that. To me, the internet is the great equalizer. I've called it the great equalizer. I can actually go write a book, put it on Amazon.com, and sell it to someone in Australia that I've never met.
Right.
That was a business transaction.
Right.
You couldn't do that years ago.
No.
You couldn't, you know, it took years to really go across the seas and really get a significant amount of business.
Yeah, the internet leveled the playing field.
Yeah, basically, it leveled the playing field.
There's a statistic out there I just saw, too, that's saying minority, or I say African-American Latinos, are the majority of them carry smartphones. Now, you can actually start a business using a smartphone. Why?
It's connected
because
to the internet.
Connection.
You can make phone calls.
You can make phone calls. You can
Skype.
Store a file. You can Skype.
Okay.
You can do all these things. If you don't have internet, per se, in your home, and you have a smartphone,
you can still be connected.
You can still be connected
to the internet.
And mobile.
And don't forget that there's credit cards. Apps now.
That's right.
So I can still take your credit card over the phone and access my PayPal.
Of course.
All right. Now, with saying what people can do, let's talk about where people should start, okay? Now, here's my opinion, and you correct me if I'm wrong. Wanting to be in business is not enough. That's great that you want to be in business, but I shouldn't be a basketball coach if I never played the game and I barely understand it. So that shouldn't be my business. My business shouldn't be teaching people how to sell lingerie when I've never even worked in a clothing store, unless I just have a strong interest in lingerie and designing it. So one thing, you need to assess what you're good at and what you're bad at. And what you're bad at, let's not start off. You can always teach yourself or be coached to get stronger in what you're weak at. But for right now, okay, what are you good at and what you're like? Those should be two things You also talked about finances. Mm-hmm. What money do you have to put aside for a business? Do you only have enough just to get an LLC? Now that you got an LLC, that doesn't mean that you truly technically are operating a business. You own one by name, but you're not operating. Do you have enough to print up business cards? Do you have enough to open a location, or will you be working from home? Is your computer adequate? So your first determining factor, what are you good at and what are you interested in? Remember, Steve Jobs and other people have said this. If you do what you love, you'll never work a day.
You'll never work a day in your life.
Right. So you need to do something that you love, because if you do it, and I want to say this, if you do something for the money, that's the wrong motivation. So let me say this right now. If money is your main motivation, you're already wrong. Money is important and it's needed, but it's going to take you, could be 3 months, it could be 6 months, it could even take you 2 years for your business to really be able to not only fund your lifestyle, but to give you enough money left over so that you no longer have to work for anyone else, that you can travel and you can invest. It may take years. You may be eating ramen noodles for a while instead of eating out all of the time. And if you're only doing something for money, Greg, when 6 months of not making an adequate amount of money happens, what happens? You get discouraged and you want to drop out. But if you're doing something you love, you can fight through the times that you don't make money. So one of my things is, do something you love, do something that you're interested in or good at. Don't do it solely because of the money. And my fourth thing that determines where you get started, and then I'll go to the fifth and then I'll stop. My fourth thing that determines on which direction you should go is, how much money do you have and how many resources? I like to loop those together. It's easy, Greg, to start a recording studio if I have microphones, a mixer, a sample machine, Pro Tools on my Mac AirBook. I have basically some of the basic things.
Yeah, basic resources.
If I have a basement that maybe I could soundproof, I have that. But if I have none of these things and all of a sudden I want to be a DJ and I don't even have one vinyl record, I don't have turntables, it's going to cost more of an investment. Okay, so you need to look at your resources. Finally, the fifth thing, the opportunity. Okay, now, if this is Umpaluka, Idaho, I don't know if this place even exists. There's 12 people that live in that town. 8 of the 12 are farmers. One's the sheriff. The other three are children. Okay? What's the chance? How much money am I going to make if I open up a vegetarian bar in that town? And let's just assume the nearest town is 50 miles away. It's all... So if I open up a vegetarian bar there, how well am I going to do? The opportunity has to be there.
They have to be there. Yeah.
The opportunity needs to be there.
The market needs to be there.
The market needs to be there. The demand for your thing, it needs to be there.
Right.
So those five things. Now, that's not everything. But if you go by those five things, it will be hard for you to start a business that you're going to fail at. What would be something that I left out, Greg, that you would add when just starting a business?
Well, like you were saying, you would have to find out what the need in the area that you're living at that you could fulfill.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're talking about finding a niche.
You're finding a niche. There's, you know, like I said, with the internet, you can do lately call like a market research type deal.
Okay.
Research the market that you're in, see if there's a need for what you have to offer.
So I need to do research before I just say, hey, I want to start my own clothing company. I need to research the market and see how many competitors I have.
Right.
Or lack of competitors. And if there is a lack of competitors, then maybe I found my niche.
Right.
Gotcha.
And there's a lot of ways.
And that's my responsibility.
There's a lot of ways you can do that cheaply. survey.
Oh, nice.
You can do a survey with your community and say, ask them a few questions about clothing, what clothing they like.
So like when Kevin and I used to go knock doors and we would survey people in certain neighborhoods, like every 20 blocks, we would try to get 100 people, then move on. And we would just ask if you could improve your neighborhood or if there's a business that's missing in your neighborhood, which is a great question. What would you like that you don't see close to your neighborhood? Wham. So now you've got 1,000 names. And if they all say, I wish there were more clothing stores or more organic food stores or more health food stores. Wow, I wish there was a cell phone shop. That's the anvil in the cartoon dropping on your head.
It's just like the lady who invented the Spanx.
Okay.
Now, she's a billionaire right now. But how she started out, she did surveys. How she started her business, before anything, she did a survey to find out if there was a niche for the product that she
Beautiful.
Had.
So let's go back over, since we're towards the end of our mini-cast. So for those of you that's questioning where to start, okay, number one, it needs to be something that you like or love. Number two, it needs to be something you're good at doing. And you can interchange those two, but it needs to be something that you're good at doing. Number three, please do not let money be your primary motivation, because you are not going to make a lot of money up front. Number four, the opportunity needs to be there. Number five, you need to know what resources and what monies do you have available. Number six, you're responsible for doing your research. One of the worst things that people do, they open up a restaurant or a hair salon and realize after being approved from the loan for the bank or after starting that business from home, there's so much competition they were not prepared for, or there were so many expenses that they were not prepared for. And I'd say number seven, which Greg and I left out, is prepare yourself a business plan. It doesn't have to be professional if you're not going out to buy money. If you're doing this from home, just have an idea on what tools you need and what they cost. Now, again, tune in to more podcasts. This is just our mini podcast, which is just a piece of our bigger podcast. Just tune in to iTunes. Look for 21st Century Marketing. He's Gregory Smith. And Greg, how can they contact you?
You can contact me at gjsenterprises.com. You can look at my blog on ibotoolbox.com/ excuse me, GJS Enterprises.
Okay.
Email me at gregorysmith@gjsenterprises.com.
Okay. And you have a Facebook fan page, right?
I have a Facebook fan page. That's gjsenterprises.com. I have a Twitter page. Same name, gjsenterprises.com.
I'm starting to get a theme here. Is the theme gjsenterprises.com?
Of course, it's gjsenterprises.com.
And now I'm not, maybe I'm not as marketing savvy as he, or when I did it, all the names weren't available, but you guys can reach me on my Twitter page at EMC Alliance. But believe it or not, EMC Marketing was taken. I forgot the password. I'm the one who took it. So that was funny. Don't do that, guys. You can reach me on Facebook, just my Facebook fan page. Just type in EMC Marketing so you can contact me through that. You can go to my blog, mybusinessneedsmarketinghelp.com. Mybusinessneedsmarketinghelp.com. You can also reach me at emcmarketingsolutions.com. You can email me directly, drew@emcmarketingsolutions.com. Contact us. Greg and I, we do not hide behind our podcast. We do not hide behind the computer. We will help you. We will coach you. We will network with those that are serious. Once again, I'm Drew Andrews. He's Gregory Smith.
I'm Greg Smith, and hope to see you in another podcast.
This has been a miniature version of the 21st Century Marketing Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and please subscribe using iTunes to continue listening. And email any questions or comments to drew@emcmarketingsolutions.com. And now a word from our sponsors.
Tired of begging for sales? Tired of dragging people to meetings? Or tired of purchasing leads for your company? Well, you never have to pay for leads again. Visit www.lessmoneymoreleads.biz. That's www.lessmoneymoreleads.biz. moreleads.biz and get the one thing every business needs, their own lead generation system.